T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
What was that sound?
What? My Lizzo sound?
Yeah.
Bomb, bomb, bop, bop, wop, wop, way.
Okay.
106.5 The End.
Time for another edition of Hey Florida, I'm going to need you to stop. In Florida, two men were arrested in two separate incidents involving pointing lasers at a police helicopter.
What?
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, a 29-year-old was arrested on a boat for pointing a laser at a helicopter while they were on a burglary call. The pilot said the beam hit him in the right eye, blinding him for 3 to 5 minutes.
What?
Yeah. The pilot reported it in to police where they were able to track down the guy who was on a boat. And he was released on $5,000 bond, claiming he thought the police helicopter was a drone. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I've seen drones before. You pretty much know what a drone looks like, and you know what a helicopter looks like.
Well, maybe he thought like one of those remote control helicopters.
They don't make drones that, well, I guess they do make drones.
Well, what if it was far away? See, okay.
Now, the very next night, a 60-year-old guy was arrested after shining a laser in the cockpit of the same helicopter.
Oh, my God.
As it searched for a suspect who had fled during a traffic stop. The crew directed the cops to the location of the guy's house. He was arrested and released on a $1,500 bond. I don't know why one guy was $5,000 and the other guy was
$1,500. I mean, I've got some theories.
Which are what?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. Oh, okay. okay, so doesn't it sort of seem like the whole laser pointers can take down a plane or helicopter thing is like almost an urban legend.
Listen.
I understand the theory behind it, but like,
why are you calling it a theory?
Right.
He just said two stories where it happened.
I'm just wondering how serious of an offense it actually is.
It blinded a cop.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yes.
Did it.
For 2 to 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Gavin.
What is happening?
Okay, because here's the thing. If it was that bad, when the guy saw that the water police were coming for him, the guy that was on the boat, why wouldn't he just throw his laser pointer over the side? If it's really that serious of a thing, it seems
Wait, one second.
Of those things that they like, okay, you don't want a big laser shined into a helicopter. I obviously understand that. So they have to make it kind of a blanket statement, like, don't even do laser pointers, too.
A laser is a laser.
Okay, I've seen a laser.
Okay, well, shining a laser at a flying aircraft is very dangerous.
Is it, though?
Oh, my God.
I don't know
what's happening. Keep saying, is it, as if that's some sort of proof.
Why are they sold?
We sell AK-47s.
You can't even take down an aircraft with one of those.
You absolutely can.
All right, so now I don't know what the distance was between the guy on the boat and the helicopter.
It doesn't matter.
The way that the guy said he didn't think that it was a real helicopter.
It doesn't matter. It's a laser. Lasers can go very, very, very far.
100%. That's why I'm saying, like, you know, you shine it on your hand, it's super small. But the further it goes, the bigger it gets.
You lost her on physics.
No, I get what you're saying, but it seems like that would mean that it wouldn't go straight into your eye. It'd be more of a bigger sense of light coming at you.
So it probably hit the glass of the cockpit and probably bounced around the whole thing.
Oh, now we're into probablys.
Are we?
I'm not saying that you should do it because obviously there's a law about it.
No, don't use air quotes. There are laws about it.
Listen, if it was like, if you're shining it like in the eyes of a cop who's driving right next to you, okay, I can see that.
Okay, so why don't you see it for the other way?
It's so far away.
Lasers can...
Oh my God, here we go with the laser knowledge
again. Oh my God.
All
right, Katie, if you shine a laser, I don't know if this is true. I need to Google it, but I heard if you shine a laser at the moon, it will eventually show up on the moon.
Okay, Gavin.
Listen, we got a bunch of text in at 73389. Katie, I have a laser pointer that goes 10 miles.
Okay.
All right.
Why?
Why do they go 10 miles?
Why do you have that laser pointer? I want to know.
Every laser pointer, I think, can go a considerable distance. It's a laser.
Prove it.
I'm sorry. I don't have my laser pointer with me today.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
Do you think the helicopter is above 10 miles in the air?
Okay. Listen to me. It doesn't have the same strength 10 miles away.
Laser pointers can end a police officer's career and cause permanent blindness.
So we've heard.
You know,
you can't keep doing that.
Okay, how many people do you know?
How many people do I know?
That have been blinded by a laser pointer. Everybody's had a laser pointer shined in their eye. Everybody.
What is she talking about?
Everybody.
Have you had a laser pointer shined in your eye?
Of course he
has.
I'm sure when I was younger.
Yes.
Okay, it can blind you.
Are you as rain blind?
It blinded the cop for 2 to 3 minutes while flying a helicopter.
I just wonder how true that is.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow.
Sorry. I've had a laser. I have brothers. I've had a laser pointer shined in my eye.
Is that where this is coming from?
How about this instead? How about this? Okay, let's go on the assumption that they're all kooky cops and they're just making stuff up.
I'm just saying they're probably.
Let me finish, okay? Because you're entertaining the idea that this isn't true. So let's entertain the idea that this isn't true.
Okay.
But they don't want it. So can you find something else to occupy your time other than hee-hawing it up while you shine?
Sure. I'm not saying it's polite.
Okay, so then just do that.
It's still rude.
What?
What?
Isn't that what you're saying?
No. Find something else. Watch Bravo.
What I'm saying. It's rude. Find something else.
Exactly. There you go. It's rude. There.
I just said that, and okay. You said you didn't. You acted like you didn't understand the word that. Word
I
meant.
Mean, I, the word is.
I'm not talking to you about this.
The word is dangerous, but if you would like to replace it with the word rude, I will accept that.
Here we go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.